Kimberley City Council received several letters, and heard from residents who attended their regular meeting on March 25, 2024, about a potential development in townsite. While the development permit has not yet come to council, staff is working with Lois Creek Development on the park at Lois Creek, and an open house about the project was held on February 29. Phase 1 of the park would have 16 single-family lots, starting from $170,000. The land is located at the edge of townsite, near the entrance to the Lois Creek Trails. Letters expressed concerns that these $1.2 million properties were not affordable for most Kimberley residents, and would appeal to speculative and weekend owners. The letters raised 7 points. 1. Townsite road access and evacuation plans. Townsite has a single ingress, egress. During recent road upgrades, it became clear how heavily Townsite Hill is utilized by current residents, with long delays during periods of single-lane traffic. Can this route support the increase of potentially 100-plus new vehicles from the proposed development? What is the limit? We are particularly concerned about emergency response capabilities, during such possible scenarios as wildfire evacuations or emergency access to the Kimberley Medical Clinic, too. Local traffic safety and speed. The proposed development will significantly increase traffic on Townsite's narrow roads, which lack sidewalks. This raises a safety concern for pedestrians, particularly the many children who navigate these snow-covered streets during winter. 3. Water, sewer and wastewater infrastructure. Existing sewer and water utilities in Townsite are aging, and will require extensive upgrades. Can the system handle the new demands of such substantial addition of homes and rental structures? Will the developers contribute to the solution of sewer and water issues? When completed, the new WWTF, wastewater treatment facility, will have limited capacity, and with a rapidly expanding population, how much of the current overhead are we willing to allocate to luxury second homes instead of affordable options? 4. Burdens to existing community services. The proposed development fails to address the current shortages of either affordable childcare or healthcare accessibility. New parents currently struggle with a lack of childcare options and lengthy waitlists. Similarly, there are long waitlists for current residents hoping to see a family doctor. While we welcome new families to Kimberley, there needs to be a larger dialogue about how we are addressing these issues. 5. Affordability and displacement. The proposed development's properties lie beyond affordable purchase and rental prices. The high-density rental units described as investment opportunities start at $1.2 million. Associated rental rates will demand at least $8,000 per month for 8 beds to cover the mortgage alone. Single-family detached units start at $700,000, and lot prices start at $170,000. This type of luxury development will only intensify the pressing issue of affordable housing in our community, and has the potential to displace long-term residents. 6. Lois Creek Trail Access. At the open house, residents received conflicting messaging about future access to the Lois Creek Trail system, primarily regarding trails on the Bench area, flats beyond the 8th Avenue entrance, which provides vital connections to the entire trail network. One development representative explained local residents would no longer be able to access the Bench area due to it being on private land. The Lois Creek Trails, built and maintained by volunteers, have a long history and are an immense community asset. An acceptable solution to access must be found. We are also concerned by the suggested construction of a pond in the Bench area, which seems entirely unnatural, and which presents a vast array of environmental and habitat concerns. 7. Developer accountability. During the development of Sullivan Landing, promises were made to create and maintain a trail crossing the property, as shown in OCP, as well as a commitment to minimize impact on the natural environment. Instead, the property was stripped of trees and topsoil, and 15 years later, there is still no trail. As part of the proposed Lois Creek development, there have been vague promises of seniors housing and daycare, but no actual details are available. Major developments in other municipalities routinely come with improvements, upgrades that benefit the entire community, ranging from playgrounds and sidewalks, right up to the construction of entire new schools. Cowan. Woody Maguire said that while he heard the concerns, council had not seen any development plans yet. "I can't really speak to the points in the letters as I haven't seen the plan yet," he said. Manager of Planning Services Troy Pollock confirmed that staff was in conversations with the developer around the project and that it wouldn't require a zoning change, so therefore there wouldn't be a public hearing. Cowan. Sue Cairns said she did attend the open house, and noted some of the inconsistencies discussed in the letters. Mayor Don McCormick said that he understood the development permit would be coming to council sometime this year. In the meantime, all the letters go to staff for consideration. "There was a very defined process, with many checks and balances, for any development permit," he said. "There's no need to panic at this point," he said. "Nothing happens until it comes to us." On the matter of egress from townsite, Cowan. Sandra Roberts pointed out that there is in fact a second route. It has a locked gate, but can be opened in an emergency. She also said that 100 residents does not mean 100 cars daily. "Our community is 3 blocks wide and 3 miles long," she said. "There are only a few pieces of land available." She says she appreciates the letters and promised that council would look at all points of view. "We have to keep the best interests of the whole community in mind," she said. "Everyone wants details early on," McCormick said. "We need to let the process play itself out. There are lots of opportunities for council to massage what happens. Our job is to make the best decision in the best interests of the community. I thank you for the letters and ask for patience." Some residents at the meeting asked how the new development would fit in with the existing character of townsite. McCormick said that townsite was old and of course a new development would be a contrast. "It's private land," he said. "I have total confidence that staff will do what's best for the community." Read, Fernie Street Development Rezoning Proceeds. Read, townsite residents concerned with Sullivan Landing construction activity along Tree Covenant.